This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. The woman Folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave or of Sheol, the netherworld. That picture of Folly says one thing to me. It says that folly offers us something below the real price. People are going on their way, they're pursuing their legitimate ends, and folly impinges upon them with the suggestion that somehow if they turn aside and buy from her and receive what she has to offer, they'll be getting a special bargain. I've come to the conclusion that in the spiritual life, there really aren't any bargains. God doesn't bargain with us. He doesn't offer bargains. He doesn't reduce his prices. And if you ever find somebody who's offering you something spiritual at a reduced price, beware, it's not a genuine offer. That comes from folly and from deception. There's a price for spiritual blessings. There's a price for spiritual riches. The price is twofold: commitment, discipline. Folly is undisciplined. She'll try to persuade you that you can get it without discipline, that you don't have to make a real life commitment. Don't listen to her. She's deceiving you. She's turning you aside from the right way.